It is my distinct privilege to introduce Dr. Jim Cunningham, actually James Douglas Cunningham, for the Distinguished Alumnus Award for Global Impact. Jim and I have been best friends for more than 60 years, meeting here in Toronto as young teenagers, our families going to the same church. Our spiritual journey was somewhat different, but we ended up both at London College of Bible and Missions. Jim graduated in 1968, and in your bulletin, you can read his academic credentials, ending with his doctorate here at University of Toronto, and his career in teaching, and now leading a ministry called Go Teach Global. What this doesn't tell you is that he is also an author. His book on adult education is called Art of Education, and he's co-authored several other books, one of them with me, called Standing Strong Through the Storm, now in 44 languages being taught around the world and more languages being translated as we speak. Jim and I have taught that course literally on almost every continent, and he continues to travel internationally in teaching God's Word. He and Rita have just returned from a major trip to Tanzania, Kenya, and Ethiopia, and has plans for other trips coming up very soon. So please join me in congratulating Dr. Jim Cunningham.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you to the Alumni Committee for this humbling and high honor. We thank you. Next to my wife, Rita, I guess I'd have to call Pablo as the peer mentor of my life for the last 60 years. We teach together, and when we teach together, I try to teach him to ask questions and have discussions rather than lecture, and like Jesus did. And then he says, well, you should learn how to tell stories like Jesus did. So one thing you need to know is that for the last 50 years since I graduated, I have kept journals. I have 50 years of these little books, blank books that I write in, get them in art shops, and keep records of them. And so for my next minute or so, I'd like to read you from my journal written in Jerusalem 3 weeks ago today. And it says, you got to go to the back 3 weeks in time to get the context of the story in the journal. Last night, which was Thursday, the 7th of September, Rita and I attended the high-tech sound and light show that was projected on the walls of the Tower of David in Jerusalem. And these images were put up on the for 45 minutes. It was a very high-tech, three-dimensional production with people actually three-dimensionally walking across the walls. It began with the King David playing his harp, and it went through all the 20 eras of Jerusalem's history, Queen of Sheba visiting, right through to the destruction of the temple. However, everything was going well in the production until they jumped from, if you look at it, if you can see it where from where you're seated, they jumped from Jerusalem in all its splendor during the Hellenistic era, 332 BCE, right past the destruction of the Second Temple up to the what they called the Byzantine early Christianity period of 324. And you'll notice that 324 has no AD, CE, or any other identification, just a number. And when I looked at this image that's up behind you, I realized that they had just blown past the most significant event in human history. It rearranged time from BCE, before the current era, to CE, the current era, or BC to AD, depending on how you want to word it. And that event happened in Jerusalem, where we were seated at that time. Some major event caused the world's dating to change from before the event to after the event. And we know that that was the arrival of Jesus of Nazareth. In fulfillment of Micah 5:2, Isaiah 11:11, and Hosea 11:1. Isaiah 11:1. But then you could say to me, as I'm writing this in my journal, you could say, well, Jim, this sound and light production is a history of the city of Jerusalem, not about personalities in the city. Well, that's a fair comment, except the next image, as you can see, moved to 638, the early Muslim period, with the title, and there was an image three-dimensionally of Muhammad's night flight into heaven. This unwitnessed event by the prophet Muhammad flashed across the Tower of David. But not one word was mentioned of Jesus Christ, his resurrection written, witnessed and recorded by over 500 people, or his promise to return back to the Mount of Olives in the city of Jerusalem. They missed what I'm calling the big event. That event changed the calendars from BCE to CE, and that event changed my life. I went in October 24th, 1964, I went from a before Christian enlightenment to a Christian evangelical. I became a follower of Jesus Christ, and my life has never been the same since. 3 years at Tyndale Seminary, excuse me, then called LCBM, with David Bell, Don Leggett, Kermit Eckelbarger, and Dr. Foster, inculcated into me a lifetime love for the Bible and for missions. It continues today through Go Teach Global, where I have been blessed to train, teach, and disciple leaders, along with Paul as well, in many of these countries, from Algeria to Zanzibar, with many of the countries in between, where people today still do not know about the greatest event in history. Whether they be Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, or nuns, N-O-N-E-S. This is just a prelude to the greatest light show that is going to happen in history. It's going to happen very soon with the return of Jesus Christ. It is... When I was writing this in Jerusalem, people were running around Jerusalem on September the 7th predicting that Jesus was returning September 21 to 23. You may have heard the prediction. So here's what's written in my journal. If this does not happen, I plan, Lord willing, to read this story a week later in Toronto to remind my fellow alum and every student and faculty member in front of me, Jesus is coming back to Jerusalem. And just like Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction and Noah's flood, it's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. Methuselah, whose name meant after his death comes judgment, lived by God's grace for 969 years. But the year Methuselah died, the door of the ark was shut and the rain began. It was too late to enter the ark. My challenge to myself and to all of us as alumni, faculty, students is simple. Keep going forward. Keep sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in the time that we have left. As one general told the troops on the landing at D-Day in Normandy, keep going forward, don't look back. The return of Christ is sooner than we anticipate.